call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, still in love with his wife, still pursuing reconciliation, still missing you terribly. Last couple days I've talked about the panic-demic, as we've called it, and I sent out the email that I included in yesterday's email to you, and I was delighted this morning when I got up. You know, I typically have some junk mail from overnight, but I got 3 responses. You know, I only sent that out to like 6-7 people. So, I mean, I was very pleased. Some were short, well, not really. One was short. My Mormon friend in Utah said, "Yeah, let's talk on the phone." And his comment was also good. I've experienced and learned that as I have not worn a mask, but there's a question to contemplate. I am willing to die of COVID-19 on the sidewalk of an overcrowded hospital to defend your right to wear a mask. Are you willing to do the same to protect my right not to wear one? I thought that was well worded. Chris Petrillo, the gentleman who owns Metro Expedite, he had a fairly long email, but he has in there. There's a pandemic joke going around, but 99% of the people don't get it. And, you know, I thought that was great. That really was great. The first line from Daniel New, my friend, the dad of Michael New, he responded with, "First John, be encouraged. I read your message. See, you do have friends out and about who respect you and your stand for righteousness." And that obviously was a big encouragement. So this is continuing, and today I found out there's a guy by the name of Mike Yaden, I guess he was the head of a VP of some group in England, and he did a video. It's about 30 minutes, and I'll put the link in the email. And he ripped apart this whole thing. And basically, because one of the things I point out to people is that if you look at the evidence, things like the overall death count, the misuse of tests and things of that nature, there is no pandemic. There simply is no pandemic. But this gentleman, who has all the qualifications, and very studied in the field, basically says there is no pandemic. He said it outright. There is no pandemic, and there hasn't been one. Because of things like the total death count, and he explained really well one part, because I was aware that the was it PCR test or whatever? I was aware that the false positives were ridiculous, but he explained why. Because the PCR test, which I think, from my understanding, is actually labeled not to be used for diagnostics. What happens is when your body reacts, your immune system reacts to cells and whatnot, those cells are literally broken down. And so you have kind of essentially garbage after that cell has been deposited, and it takes a little while for your the blood system to clean it out. And what you can do is find fragments of the DNA or the RNA, and those fragments have the same characteristics, have the characteristics that the test is looking for. So, and those fragments also are characteristics of the common cold, which I've heard before. The relationship between COVID-19 and the common cold is apparently very strong. So if you had a common cold or been exposed to it within apparently months, you're going to test positive for COVID-19. Because there is a relationship between the common cold, the flu, and COVID-19. So that evidence, and this guy, within 2 hours of putting that video on YouTube, he was taken down. And that's the norm. Because when you bring about evidence, you have to be silenced. You know, if somebody brings out about evidence like the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud, or marriage begins with sex and ends with death, he has to be silenced. Because your Lord and God is not the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the institution. And it is amazing to me. It is really amazing to me. You know, you want evidence. You know, one of the things I have said for, actually, I think decades, because you hear about the passage about the wide gate and the narrow gate. And I've heard it, I believe, even in a sermon, I think it was at Medview. The wide gate is the world, the narrow gate is the Christian. And I point out, read it in context, that's totally bogus. The way I describe it, the wide gate, those who claim Christ, the narrow gate, those who Christ claim. You know, because it's one thing to say, oh yeah, yeah, I'm a Christian, and Christ's response is, depart from me, I never knew you. And it is a concern, because I want to encourage people who say, no, I want to be obedient to Christ. You know, I fear the Lord. Not a fallacious pandemic. I fear the Lord, not the state. I don't fear the one who can cast my body into prison or kill me. I fear the Lord who can cast my soul into hell. To him and him alone, I want to be obedient. That scares people, doesn't it? In obedience to him, I'm pursuing reconciliation. And I'm not going to stop, because I love my family. And I really love my wife. Dorothy Jane, I love you.